The Jets announced their initial 53-man roster on Sunday, with the quarterback room at 2, Geno Smith and rookie Cade Klubnik, per Connor Long at Jets X Factor. Bailey Zappe was released Saturday, per Rich Cimini of ESPN, via Devin Platana's cuts tracker at Jets on SI, a move the tracker read as the team showing full confidence in its young quarterbacks. So the fourth-round pick is the only backup quarterback on the roster, and he won the job in the same week he played his worst football of the summer, 6 of 13 for 59 yards with an interception across a full first half of Friday's finale. Nick Faria at Jets on SI had argued for exactly this outcome the day after that outing, on developmental upside over a veteran floor, and the roster decision landed where the columnists did. Our last episode called the Zappe is a cut candidate read a columnist's depth chart, not the team's, and said cut down would settle it. It did. The team's depth chart turned out to be the same one. The other specialist decision of the week came with a rougher sequence. The Jets released kicker Cade York on Tuesday, August 25th, per Eric Allen at the team's website, and named Jason Sanders the winner of the competition the same day, with special teams coordinator Chris Banjo citing his commitment to being consistent on a daily basis, per Amanda Vogt and Allen's practice report. 3 days later, in the finale, Sanders missed an extra point in the first quarter and a 54-yard field goal in the fourth, per Platana at Jets on SI. Sanders is the kicker on the initial 53, and Platana was already canvassing alternatives by Saturday, veteran free agents, plus kickers who might hit waivers, while noting the Jets hold the number 2 waiver priority. All of that is speculation until a claim actually happens. What is settled is that the man they picked missed twice in his first game with the job. Now, the cut our last episode set up without meaning to. We told you about Nate Lynn's 2-sack half in Pittsburgh, spin move and all. He added a third sack against the Giants, 3-2 preseason games since arriving. And Faria wrote Saturday that he might have earned a fifth edge rusher spot. The Jets released him Sunday anyway, per Connor Long via the tracker, a cut the beat treated as a surprise. Michael Nanya at Jets X Factor put numbers on the choice. The Jets kept Braden McGregor at 2 pressures on 52 preseason pass rush snaps, over Lynn's 6 on 31. Long reports mutual interest in a practice squad reunion if Lynn clears waivers, an expectation, not a landing, and waivers had not cleared as of this writing. The Ledger's other surprise, as the tracker framed it, defensive tackle Mazie Smith, acquired in the Quinnen Williams trade, was released Saturday after run defense struggles, per Adam Schefter of ESPN via Platana's tracker. The rest of the cut list, compressed, per that tracker. Safety, Dean Clark waived, defensive tackles Junior Tafuna and Jack Heflin, defensive back Jordan Clark, guards Marquis Hayes and Xavier Newman, and receiver Quincy Skinner Jr. among the out. The Jets also added an interior lineman on cutdown day, acquiring Jordan Meredith from the Raiders in a late-round pick swap, per Long, whose announcement piece noted the roster technically sat at 52 while the trade processed. General manager Darren Maugi saw it all coming on Friday's broadcast. Busy next few days, no doubt, and it starts really right after this game, per Jack Bell at the team's website. The tough conversations came Saturday and Sunday, as promised. The injured lists took real names too, per Long, running back Chip Trayanum, neck, cornerback Trey Brown and linebacker Michael Walker, knee, to season-ending injured reserve, lineman Anez Cooper, shoulder, and safety Vijay Payne to short-term injured reserve, and edge rusher Tyler Barron to the reserve, physically unable to perform list. Trayanum's is the hard one to read about. He opened the finale with a 1-yard touchdown run and a 22-yard fingertip catch before leaving with the neck injury, per Vogt's recap. The best roster news was the name that stayed on it. Breece Hall made the initial 53, not injured reserve, in a backfield with Braylon Allen, Isaiah Davis, and Keenan Nwangwu, per Long. The team's practice reports early in the week listed Hall as targeting a week 1 return from the groin injury, along with tight end Kenyon Sadiq and rookie corner D'Angelo Pons, per Vogt and Allen. No return to practice date has been reported, so the 2-3 week clock we wrote about on August 23rd is still running. It just now runs toward a roster spot instead of a question mark. The finale itself, Giants 23, Jets 6 at MetLife on Friday, per Vogt's recap. Beyond Klubnik's line and Sanders' misses, the defense supplied the watchable part. Linebacker Marcelino McCrary-Ball had an interception, 9 tackles and a forced fumble. Cornerback Quantez Stiggers recovered a fumble in the end zone, and Tavondre Sweat tipped the pass that set up a takeaway, per Vogt's standouts file. The Jets committed 7 first-half penalties, per Faria. Glenn afterward, a lot of things that we have to clean up. There's a lot of things that we have to work on for ourselves, per Vogt. Back in July, we previewed this team around a collision, the loudest turnover luck signal in football. A zero interception season with a decade of history pulling the bounce upward, meeting a veteran quarterback imported to catch it who led the league in interceptions himself. Cut Day mostly left that red alone, and what it touched, it fed. The takeaway engine forced two more turnovers in the finale, and the roster decisions put everything on the veteran. Smith now has a fourth-round rookie as his only insurance. The read holds, the margin for it got thinner. What to watch next? Where the cut names land once waivers clear and the practice squads form, Lynn's reported reunion interest is the first test. Plus, whatever the Jets do with that number two waiver priority, and Long's list of the seats a claim would threaten, Andrew Beck, Tim Patrick, and Cole Lavau. The open week one questions are the kicker and whether Hall gets back on the practice field. We'll check back once the claims and the practice squads are in. Data via NFL Verse.